A house that is entirely filled with straw. And the lesson of tefa between the top of the straw and the ceiling of the house. Tumah b'fneim, kelim shekenegad yetziyah tumeh. If there's a tumah k'dayis ben hametz inside the power straw, any kelim, any utensil that is opposite the yetziyah, the entrance of the house, would be tumeh. As he left the path, right opposite the entrance of the house, all the way to the far wall. He left an open path without straw in order to allow him to come in and out of the house. If there are kelim in that open part that is connected to the yetziyah, those kelim would become tumah. And the part of the house that is filled with the straw, it's as if he partitioned off the house. And that's the other side of the partition. And just like we had previously, that if you partition off a house, and there's a tumah k'dayis ben hametz on the other side of the partition, that tumah would escape into the house and be metameh the kelim of the house. So too, in this case, if there's a tumah in the power straw, because if that tumah is on the other side of the partition, that tumah escapes the partition and is metameh any kelim that's inside the house. In this case, those kelim are right opposite the entrance, and those kelim would be tumah. Tumah b'chot. If there's a tumah k'dayis ben hametz outside. Now, it doesn't mean it's literally outside the house. Meaning to say it's outside the power of teva. Instead, the tumah is in the path opposite the entrance. Kelim shebifneim im yesh ben kaiman tefach al tefach harum tefach tohirim v'im lav tmeh. Any kelim inside the pile of straw. If those kelim are resting in a cavity in the straw, that's a tefa by the height of a tefa, those kelim would be protected and would be tar. But if the kelim are resting in the straw and are not inside a cavity that's a tefa by the height of a tefa, those kelim would be tummy. They would become tummy from the maze. That's opposite the entrance. As that is the case also that we had previously, when you partition off a house, if there's a tumah in the house, if there are kelim on the other side of the partition, and they're in a makom that's a tefa by the height of a tefa, those kelim would remain tar, as opposed to, if they are not in a makom that's a tefa by the height of a tefa, the kelim would become tamer for the mace that's inside the house. And yesh ben tefen lekaris b'seach tefa. Benkach u benkach tamer. But if the power straw is inside the house, does not reach right up to the ceiling, there's at least a tefa between the top of the straw and the ceiling. In such a case, whether the kelim are inside a cavity in the straw, there's a tefa by the height of a tefa, or whether the kelim that's inside the straw are not in a cavity, that's a tefa by the height of a tefa. In such a case, if there's a tumah in the path that's opposite the entrance, the kelim would become tumah. As in this case, since the straw does not reach to within a tefa of the ceiling, we don't look at the straw as being a partition. So therefore, the tumah that's opposite the entrance will spread throughout the entire house and will penetrate the teven, so it doesn't make a difference if the kelim inside the teven are in a cavity or not. In any case, those kelim would become tummy as if the straw was not there at all. The tumah that's opposite the entrance is metame the entire house. A house that was entirely filled with dirt or pebbles. And the person who filled the house with dirt or pebbles was mevato, the offer or throws, meaning to say, he annulled them, he decided that he doesn't want it, and he's going to keep it in the house. In such a case, the offer or throws become like part of the house. V'chein kri shel tzvua. And so too, if the house was filled with piles of grain, and he was also mevato the grain, meaning he doesn't want the grain right now, he's going to keep the grain there for a while, at least, calls mind that the tumah is in the house. And there's a tumah inside the offer of tzroros, or inside the kri shel tefuah. O gal shel tzroros afilu ki galo shel achet. Or, if there's a pile of pebbles outside a house, even if the pile is very large, like the pile of pebbles that was piled on the body of Achan, Achan was a person who was marred in the cherem of Yericho. Prior to Klal Yisrael conquering Yericho, Yeshua made a cherem, and he said that nobody is allowed to benefit at all from the loot of Yericho. And Achan was marred in that cherem. He benefited from the loot of Yericho. And as a punishment, he was put to death, and they piled a big pile of pebbles over his body before he was buried. Ba'afilu tumah b'tzara kelim. Even if there's a tumah inside this pile of tzroros, and there are kelim right next to the tumah also, inside the pile of tzroros. The din is tumah b'kas v'ola, b'kas v'yoredes. In all these cases, if there's a tumah in the dirt or the pebbles, the tumah would not spread to the side. Instead, it would break its way through up and down. Any canal directly above or underneath the tumor would become tumid. But the tumor would not spread to the sides. Now the house that you filled with dirt and pebbles, and you were mavatal the dirt or pebbles, you decided to keep it there, so it becomes like part of the house. So therefore the mace is not an area that's tefa by tefa, since the house is entirely filled with dirt and pebbles. This is called a tumor rituza, a confined tumor, a tumor that's not in a space that's a tefa by a tefa, and the din is that the house will not act as oil, and will not spread the tumor to the sides. So therefore the tumor only goes straight up and down, it would break its way through up and down, and even canals that are above the roof of the house that are directly above the tumor would become tummy, but it would not spread to the sides. And so too, a tumor that's in a pile of pebbles that's outside a house, that pile of pebbles would not act as an oil. So if there are canals right next to the tumor, it would not become tummy. Only canals above or underneath the tumor would become tummy.